Steve, when you see the bad blood you see there tonight, is it fair that you guys look at the Capitals as sort of a measuring stick team right now?
I mean, they're defending champs, so anytime you play them, but I mean, it's 5 games left in the season. It is what it is. We want to win every game, but, you know, we had that, whatever it was, 4-day break. I thought we came out really sloppy, just a step behind. So, you know, this game doesn't mean anything to us at this point in the season, but we've played that way for a long time and still have found ways to win. We just didn't play well enough to win. We can't, whether we're playing Washington, Boston, Toronto, whatever, we play the way we did the first half of the game. You're not going to win. So it was just, it was too sloppy, not enough emotion until the end there. And, you know, that's obviously a really good hockey team. They make you pay.
It's kind of to be expected, a sloppy first half after having so many days off this late in the season. Did you start to find your legs a little bit better as the game went on?
Yeah, we did. Well, I mean, well, they're up 4-0, so they're sitting back a little bit too. So probably a combination of both. But it was just too sloppy, too uninspired the first half of the game. And you give a team like that some chances. You know, we talked about not taking penalties. We take, you know, we get a penalty first shift. We talk about not turning the puck over. We're turning pucks over. And when you come off a layoff like that, you have to expect, you know, you're going to be a little behind the eight ball. And we just, you know, weren't smart enough with the puck.
Ovechkin gets his 50th tonight. Just, I know you talked about it before, but just for him to reach that milestone as a goal scorer yourself, what's that milestone mean?
Well, I mean, it's the milestone as a goal scorer. So he's done it plenty of times. You know, that's why he's been the best goal scorer in the last, you know, 10-15 years, you know, for a reason, and he did again tonight.
Kind of sparked some of the fights and some of the scuffles in the third period there.
You tell me. I mean, we're not going to quit. You know, we had some guys who stuck up for each other tonight, which is great to see. You know, it's two good teams going at it, and they got some guys that like to muck it up a little bit, and we got guys that are going to respond. So it's an emotional game, and that happens.
You have any concern over him?
Ryan McDonough?
No.
Ryan McDonough?
I mean, I have no clue. I haven't talked or seen him since he left, so I can't comment on that.
Thank you.